Okay, everybody, welcome to lesson 161. This is our second lesson now in the series we're doing on book four, on God's will for my life. How do you know it? It's entitled Sanctification, how to separate yourself to God, for God, and by God, because he does the separation. So this is what we're talking about today. This is a common thing you see with many Christians where they pray for things. They ask God to give them certain things that they wish they had, because if they had them, they think that it would somehow enrich their lives. And they don't realize they already have them. So let's take a look at this. Let's just click on the screen and work through like seven of the most common things people ask for. The first one, Lord, please give me more of your spirit. How about this one? Give me more love for my neighbor. How about this one? Give me more grace. How about this one? Give me strength for today. Maybe this one, guide me to do the right thing. You know, Lord, I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing every day. How about the next one? Give me peace of mind. Or how about this? Give me more power. So click on the screen now. Let's go through each one of these and take a look at what the Bible says. So on the first one, give me more of your spirit. So in 1 Corinthians 6:19, it says, do you not know? Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who's in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own. In other words, you already have all of his spirit that you're ever going to get. When you're a Christian, he lives in you. So when you ask for more, you already have it. So you've had it from the beginning when you came to Jesus Christ and gave him your life. The second one, give me more love for my neighbor. How about taking a look there in Romans? Go to Romans chapter 5, verse 5. It says there that hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. You don't need more love for your neighbor. You got it all when you got the Holy Spirit, and you got the Holy Spirit when you gave your life to him and became born again. So actually, when you ask for more love for your neighbor, the Lord looks at you and says, I don't know what you mean. You already have it. How about the next one? Give me more grace. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. It says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I gladly would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So here, Paul is saying, I ask the Lord if he could plead to have depart from me the infirmities I was carrying. And God says, all the grace I've given you, my grace is sufficient. You don't need any more. My strength is made perfect because you're weak. So the reality is you also have God's grace. You don't need to ask for it. And how about the one so many people say, Lord, I need strength to make it through today. Well, Jesus is talking throughout the Gospels about him being the strength and power of God. And Paul in Philippians, you know this verse, in verse 13, chapter 4 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's the power of God, the strength in Jesus Christ that you already have in abundance. You don't need to ask for it. And how about this one? Oh, help me, Lord, that I would do the right thing. You know, Lord, I want to please you and I want to do what's right. John 16, verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you in all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. So in other words, he will guide you in all truth. You don't have to ask him, what do I need? What's the right thing to do? You just need to listen and obey. You already have it. The next one, Lord, I just need a peace of mind. I'm going through some hard times. I need your peace, Lord. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, the peace, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have God's peace. We may be struggling in our circumstances. Terrible things may be going on. Sadness envelops us. But the bottom line is, the Bible says, a born-again Christian is blessed and covered in the peace of God because they've been justified by their faith in Jesus Christ. And then lastly, Lord, give me power to be able to live a life pleasing you, maybe. Well, Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be my witnesses. I think he's making it clear here, you already have it through the Holy Spirit if you are born again Christian. So actually, you should stop praying for what you already have. So what do you pray for? Let's click on the screen and let's take a look at what God says. If anybody lacks wisdom, in James chapter 1, verse 5, let him ask of God, who gives all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. That's what you should be asking for. That's what the Lord is saying he wants you to ask him for, is wisdom to live every day. Just ask him like a good father. That's lesson 161, second lesson on sanctification. Thank you.